Is it a timed oven? Okay, good. As long as it's timed. Well, happy Thanksgiving. You know, last year I had my chance, because Joan really likes fresh turkey, so I had my chance to do the traditional thing of shooting my own turkey for Thanksgiving. You should have seen those people scatter in the meat department. I didn't go down that road this year, so. But what a joy, Thanksgiving. What a joy. We've been taking a journey in which our goal is to deepen our relationship with God, and the sacrifice that God accepts is a broken and a contrite heart. And we've examined various aspects of that brokenness through a series that I've entitled Curing Heart Disease. This morning we're going to look at, very appropriately, the reward of a thankful heart. The reward of a thankful heart. And so I invite you to turn to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. As we look at the reward of a thankful heart. The reward of a thankful heart is joy. I mean, if you look at Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks, it starts off by saying, quietly say to the Lord, all the earth. Sorry, can you hear me? What does your translation say? It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with sadness. No, with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs, with thanksgiving. A thankful heart is a joy-filled heart. I mean, you listen to the psalmist, shout for joy. Now you know why I raise my voice occasionally. There are different things that get us excited, that cause us to shout for joy. Anybody here ever watch a football game? Riders? Or anyone here ever got completely excited when the Riders scored a touchdown back when? Yeah. Anyone relate to this video? Can you show this video? There.
Right side, throws downfield, wide open, Jason Claremont, 20-yard line, come on. The 10, come on. Touchdown, yeah. Three.
You do realize you do belong in the stands if you're like that. Now, that's good stuff. You know, we're to come before the Lord the same way, with shouts of joy. We're called to come before him with joyful songs. And you ever say, no, not in church. We can't. Whoop. But you guys, it's great. You're laughing. I show that you laugh. A lot of you wives are like this. That happened to me yesterday. I mean, you know. But the reward of a thankful heart is joy. The Message Bible puts it this way. On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence. Oh, you got to love God with your emotions. That's why when we come to worship, we should be expressive. However that is for us. I remember my sister-in-law's mother, Mary. I got along great with Mary. She's a sweetie. She bought me lots of neat things. Anyway, she was just such a gentle, quiet spirit. And one time we were watching the Riders, and they were in the Grey Cup, and they were running for a touchdown, and Mary stood up. Not jumped up. She stood up. And she said, get a touchdown. And she sat back down just as quick, and she said, ooh, that felt good. You know, quiet voice. Now that was expressive for her. Listen. Did God give you the ability to get excited? Did God give you the ability to shout? He did to five at the back. I need to get excited about who God is in my life. God put rhythm in my body. Watch your back. I love that. God gave me two hands to put together. But we say, well, we're coming to church now. Don't get emotional, right? We're emotional other times. I mean, you just go to a Raider game. Wow. There's emotion that came to play. How many of you ever get emotional when you're mad? Anybody? Yeah, some of you are in a minute because you're getting emotional already. I love what Johnny Carson said. He said, Thanksgiving is an emotional holiday. He said, people travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year. And then they discover once a year is way too often. I don't know about you, but I get emotional when a car cuts out in front of me. Why is it okay to be emotional all the rest of our life, but we can't show any emotion when it comes to our relationship with God? Just ask him. I'm emotional about Jesus. I'm very emotional about Jesus. I love him. And I don't care who knows it. I'm telling you, I love Jesus. Can you say that? I love Jesus. Wow, you did good. I love him with my heart. I love him with my mind. I love him with my will. And I'm sure there are areas in my life where I'm not even aware of that I love him. But I try my best to love God and keep him first in my life. That brings me joy. I praise God. I'm thankful to God for such joy. And that's the reward of a thankful heart. The reward of a thankful heart is joy. But it's also security. Now, there's no greater reward than knowing you're secure. You are secure today. If you know God, you are secure. When we thank God, when we praise his name, when we shout and cheer with emotion, there is not only a sense of joy in that, there's a definite security in knowing who God is, and that he created you, that he accepts you, and that he knows you. See, he knows who you are, and he loves you, warts and all. There's something powerful. You know, you can love God with your will by submitting your will to his. Now, that's how you love God. All right, you say, all right, God, I bring my will under the leadership of your will. Will means determination. It means desire. It means wish. It means preference. It means choice. It means want. You know, greater security, you know, when what you want, you bring under what God wants. What I want may not necessarily be what God wants for my life. Because he knows what's right for my life. I mean, but what we so often, we have to have what we want. We yearn for something, but we must yearn for God. And that's why we enter his gates with thanksgiving. And when we enter his gates with thanksgiving, we can do nothing else but praise his name. And when we praise his name, we do nothing else but then release what's in us that we want, that desire in us, to him. Say, God, I praise you for who you are. You are everywhere. You know everything. God, I give you everything today in my life. That's releasing it to him. I love, again, the way the Message puts this passage. Verse 3 says, know this, God is God and God, God. He made us, we didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, I like that, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talk and praise. Thank him, worship him, for God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. You like the password? What's the password? Oh, you're welcome. You can go home. No, I'm just joking. Did you know that the word loyal is used in there? Loyal means faithful. It means devoted. It means reliable, dependable. God is everything and more than that that you could ever get from anyone else. He's more than anything that you would desire in a relationship. God is constantly in love with you. Now you know why you need to thank him. You see, you can love God with your mind by having him on your mind all the time. Not allowing foul, disgusting things rest in your mind. Don't be thinking thoughts that you shouldn't be thinking. Don't let the devil lie to you by causing you to think that just because it's only in your mind, well, that's not a problem, it's just in there. Because what you think eventually comes out of what you do. What you think eventually makes its way in your actions. You let it stay in your mind, you're going to chase it down to get it. See, what you speak, it says in Matthew 12, 34, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's coming out of your mouth? What are the words you use? the way you speak, what's coming out of your heart? Praise? Thankfulness? Joy? Or discontent? Ridicule? Criticism? Edward Stanford Martin said, Thanksgiving Day comes by law once a year. To the godly person, it comes as frequently as the heart of gratitude will allow. God made you. He created you. Say, God made me. Say, God loves the way He made me. That's true. We're His people. He is the Savior. We are His sheep. He's the shepherd. We enter His gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter His courts with praise. And that's when we praise God for a heart that has been broken and know God has repaired it. That's when we emotionally praise God. We just can't help it. I mean, you're not going to take a fella like Wade. I mean, he's up here, he's done with drugs and alcohol, the stuff he's involved with. God did an awesome work in his life and set him free while he's there. And he's a man who's filled with joy and he's secure in who he is in Christ. And I mean, he's not going to fall in that trap again. He's not going to listen to what the devil's saying in his mind. He hasn't stopped crying since he got up here. I mean, you know, that's a sign of a thankful heart. You heard testimony of Phil. I mean, Phil, right? Yeah, I mean, Phil, I mean, his life miserable. Before he got into the teen show, I mean, God put him in a job right beside it. I mean, gave up his evil ways. He's free. He was broken before God. Now, thankful heart. I've been blessed here today by you guys. Man. Blessed by hearing how God has taken the insecurity and provided such security in each of you. And you stand here at First Baptist Church and you share how great God is and you sing to Him and you spend this time with us. Don't you praise God for that? I do. Does anyone here have hands? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure, you know. I praise God for you guys. And I love watching some of you just sing out. Some of you are tone deaf, by the way. I've got to point that out. But you sing out to the Lord. And I mean, Nan in the front here, I mean, she just loves Jesus. She sings to Him. She loves Him. Doesn't matter what the song is. Doesn't matter what the tune is. Doesn't matter what the message is about. She loves Jesus. See, we move from being brokenhearted to hard-hearted, which we talked about last week, to a thankful heart. God's so good. He just keeps giving and giving and giving to change us into who He wants us to be. Are you thankful for the security and the joy that God gives you? Maybe you're not there. Maybe you're just miserable. And you're enjoying that for a little while. Maybe you still want your own way. Maybe you just can't trust God to get it done, and so you're miserable. Today, get a thankful heart. Start thanking God for His unfailing love for you. Thank God that no matter what you do, His love will always be the greatest love that you will ever know. Because He will always care about you deeply. He will. Everybody say, praise God, He loves me. Say, praise God, He cares about me. Say, thank God, He will never leave me. Let's pray. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I'm going to ask you this morning. I'm going to ask you a tough question. How is your heart? Out of your heart, the mouth speaks. How is your heart? Are you ready to shout for joy to the Lord? Are you willing to worship the Lord with gladness? Or has your own way gotten in the way of doing that? Maybe your own insecurity has gotten in the way of your doing that. Maybe you just don't have any joy anymore because you haven't even stopped to think about how good God is and what He can get done and accomplished for your life. Well, heads are bowed and eyes are closed this Thanksgiving. You want to say, God, I want nothing more than your joy, and I want nothing more than my security resting in you today, this Thanksgiving, and I take that step right now. And I tell you, while every head is bowed, every eye is closed, just lift your hand if you're saying that. I'm not going to call you forward. Just lift your hand if you're saying that. God, I want that. I want that joy, and I want that security that's in you alone. That's what I want. Lord, bless you. 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 God sees all those hands going. God sees all those hands. Sees them all. Maybe you're here this morning and you heard about how God can actually change life. He can actually change lives. And maybe you've never come to him and said, Lord, I just want you to forgive me. I give my heart to you today, whatever that means, God. I give it to you. I surrender everything to you, who I am. All the bad stuff I've done, I give it to you, God. I just want to be a Christian. That's all I want. Well, every head is bowed, every eye is closed. If you're saying that today, God, just make me clean. I just want to be a Christian. Forgive me, God. Just lift your head. While every head is bowed and eyes are closed, just lift your head. Lord, bless you. 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 Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We don't need to say any more than that. We thank you, God. We pray, God, that as we walk through this week, that we won't be embarrassed anymore. That, Lord, we would come into your presence with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise and shout for joy. Lord, help us not get hung up, but help us, Lord, to just be who you created us to be. Just simply people that you've created so that we could love you. God, we love you. And we thank you today. Thank you for everybody in this room, Lord. We pray your blessing upon them and other churches, Lord, that are worshiping you today. We pray your blessing on them. And God, may this just be a great time of thanksgiving and rejoicing in Jesus Christ's name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Now, before the guys come and do one more song, you guys can come up here. And you're doing one more song, right? Come on up. I want you all to know that after the service today, we are having birthday cake.